Blog Talk Radio.
You name it. The Massage and Wellness Need, give us a call, 240-778-5219. You can tweet us at RC44, going to Facebook/TQMind, or you can inbox me to find out more information about the holiday gift packages, find out what's available, find out the times and rates that are available as well. Right now, Chimp Trickle Mind by Rod. And like I said, Facebook.com/TQMind. And tonight, we are starting the holiday portion of Love Talk. Tonight's topic is the holiday heartbreak. And with the holiday heartbreak, we're talking about the lengths and the depths that people go in order to have that companion for the holiday season. People around this time, they don't want to be lonely. They don't want to feel like there's nobody they can purchase a gift for. They don't want to feel that the emptiness of the holiday season by not having anybody around with them. So people go through different lengths, to go through different measures. They, you know, there are people that get become desperate and go to many different levels in order to find that right person, that right date, that right escort for the holiday party, for the Christmas party, or even just to find somebody to spend time with for the holiday season. So this is what we're going to talk about today on Love Talk. Also, in the case of the ex, we're going to talk about those in the other side where, you know, they're looking to move on for holidays and trying to figure out how to handle that. So those are the topics that we're going to talk about today. First, I want to thank each and every one that listened to the Rod and Stevie show yesterday. Really important topic. Glad that people gravitated to it. And also to give insight and feedback on a particular topic as well. So definitely want to thank everybody who listened to the Rod and Stevie show with that. For those who were unable to catch it live, you can actually go on to the podcast. You can catch it on Facebook, and also you can go on to blogtalkradio.com/RodTV Show to find that particular show. So I just want once again to thank everybody for that. And right now, we are talking about holiday heartbreak on Love Talk, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And if you have any insight on this topic about how you deal with the holidays if you're single, how people should deal with the holidays if they're, you know, if they're trying to find that escort, find that male, female in order to spend the holiday time with, give us a call, 347-850-1228. But first, we have True Love, Toy Sugars on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and Toyland Entertainment.
Thank you.
That was Poison Sugar's True Love on Love Talk, Raw Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And we are talking about the holiday heartbreak. And speaking of true love, people spend this time of year trying to find that true love. People feel like the holiday season is the time to find that perfect someone for them. But what happens when people don't have that particular someone? They don't have that person there. They don't, you know, they're looking and they're struggling to find that perfect mate. So what happens, people get desperate to the point where they start hiring people, hiring escorts, taking them to the company parties. They go to places that they don't normally go. A lot of times this time of season, single people, they go to these company parties looking to find that connection, looking to find that relationship, looking to find that special someone under the mistletoe that they may not even looked at before the holiday season, but now they want someone to cozy up with, get close with, to have some sort of connection with for holiday season. And this act of desperation causes a lot of different problems when it comes down to relationships, because these relationships are short term. These relationships are not the norm. They're not an ideal relationship. It's actually a relationship that will not last through the holiday season because people are going at it for the wrong reasons. That's when it comes down to the holiday party. The holiday party, a lot of times there's alcohol involved. A lot of times there's all these different emotions that go along with coming to the end of the year that people wind up seeing, okay, this is something that I have to do where I can, you know, I have to do this where I can be in a relationship going into Christmas. It's 3 weeks before Christmas, and you'll be surprised how many people are searching for that special someone to cozy up by the fireplace to have for the holiday season. And this is a time where a lot of these services make a lot of money. A lot of these services make a lot of money because of the fact that that desperation is out there. That desperation is at a point where people are yearning for that sense of just appreciation, that sense of companionship in a relationship at this particular time. So what these dating services, what these, you know, Match.coms, all these black people meet, all these different websites do along this time of year, they ratchet up their promotions, they increase their, you know, exposure, so that way people feel like it's necessary to have someone, it's necessary to have that connection, it's necessary to have that bond for the holidays. And single people out there, I'm letting you know it's not, yes, it is important to have someone to, you're important something, some, to have that companionship, to have that connection with someone, but do it for the right reasons. Don't look at it because it's 3 weeks before Christmas, I got to have a man. It's 3 weeks before Christmas, I got to have a female on my side to make it look good, because those impressions are short-term. And have you ever been to a holiday party where, you know, a coworker of yours brings a different date each and every holiday party, and you're like wondering, okay, hold on, that wasn't the person you brought last time. What happened to that person? Oh, you know, that didn't work out. You know, that's what happens when it comes down to these holiday parties, when it comes down to trying to create a person of being with someone, of being in a relationship. And what that does, it puts you in a bad light because it makes you appear to be desperate. It makes you appear to be thirsty to the point where you're trying to grasp that straw to find somebody. And that's not necessary. That's not the way to do it. Now, because it is a holiday season and people are looking for that companion, people are looking for that commitment, this may be the time to reflect on yourself and make sure that you are in the right place for this relationship. We see it all the time on Facebook and Twitter. People are saying that, you know, coming into new year, it's going to be a new me. I want to find a new relationship. I want to have new beginnings. But there's ways, there's levels to doing it. You don't just jump into a relationship because it's Christmas, because you want to get that gift too. And that's another thing that happens. People jump into a relationship right now because they want to have that gift underneath the Christmas tree. They feel, okay, if I get into a relationship now 3 weeks before Christmas, then this person is obligated to buy me a gift, buy me a present. And then after Christmas, maybe after New Year's, after we go to a New Year's party, January 2nd, January 3rd, I can dump him or her and move on to the next one. What you're doing is showing how empty and hollow that you are. Why go through all these steps, all these methods to find a man, to find a female, just so you can get a gift for Christmas and have somebody to hang out with for New Year's, and then January 3rd, get done with them? It just makes no sense. Try to create that bond, try to create that commitment where you have someone beyond Christmas, beyond New Year's, and Valentine's Day. I have to add that in there because some people go in that 3 month plan, December, January, February. I want to have someone because it just looks good, it feels right, and I get multiple presents during that time frame. And then after Valentine's Day, after February, things go by the wayside and you part. Time to be reflective. There's a time of thinking about where you are in your life and where you want to be going the upcoming year, and that includes your relationships as well. So if you are single right now and you don't have someone to bring to the Christmas party, it's okay. Reflect on that and see what direction that you want to go personally going into the new year. Don't try to force the issue just because it's December. And that's what I want to talk about today is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Total Land Productions, Total Entertainment. Let me know what you think, 347-850-1228. And also we want to talk about this case of the ex or case of want to be the ex. In this situation here, gentleman from Florida, been with a person for over a year. And, you know, he's cool with the person, but feel that she's the one. So he feels that now it's early December that it might be the best move to break it off with her before the holiday season, so he saves himself a little bit of money. And made me think about this particular topic. You know, it was actually when I saw this particular email and this particular statement about him trying to break it off before Christmas, it made me think of a survey that actually was done a couple weeks ago in regards to this particular topic, the holiday heartbreak where people want to break up with their mate going into the holiday season. And first, you know, when you examine it, why do you want to do this? Typically, the main factor is money, because, you know, if they feel, okay, I'm not really feeling this person, and we're going to Christmas, that means I have to buy them a gift. I have to buy them a significant gift, because when you're in a relationship and you're going into Christmas time, you don't want to get, you know, a pack of socks. You know, you don't give the gift of underwear when it comes down to someone that you're in a relationship with going into Christmas, especially if it's your first Christmas in a relationship. Typically, that is the time where you do your most impressive gift because you're trying to show, hey, I'm with you. This is our first Christmas together. I want this gift to stand out. See what happens when it comes down to the first Christmas together. So this particular person says, hey, you know, it's cool, but I'm not really feeling that person enough to want to give that significant gift for that first Christmas. He wants to try to, you know, break it off, have a little fun for Christmas, for the holiday, you know, find somebody else that they can kick to a holiday party, but it's not a committed relationship. So how do you handle this? One, I feel it's kind of messed up for trying to break up in a relationship before Christmas. You know, that's just, you know, that karma is too strong, and definitely will come back to haunt that person. But if he really wants to do this, then the best way to do it is to be direct and to be straight up with the with themselves and say, hey, you know what? I'd rather be single than be in a relationship. I'd rather take this time and reflect on myself than be in a relationship that I really don't want to be in going into the holidays, going into the new year. Because if you bring quote-unquote baggage, if you bring an attitude or an atmosphere that you don't want to belong around you into the new year, then what you're doing, you're starting off the new year on the bad foot. So, like I said, while I disagree with the timing, you know, if he felt like this back in October, you know, he should have cut this back in October instead of waiting until December when people's emotions are high, when people's spirits are high, when people have this sense of feeling that you know, things are moving strong into the new year. That's pretty much what happens when you're in a relationship going into the new year. People feel like, okay, this is the person that I'm going to be with to start the new year. This is the person that I'm going to feel that, you know, is going to move into 2015 with me. So if you're cutting it off right before, basically you're creating a really big heartbreak. You're creating a deep wound in the other person that you might not even realize that you're doing. If you're going to do it, be upfront and be forward with yourself to understand that you're doing it for not just monetary purposes, but doing it for the right reasons of not feeling that this relationship is going any further than it actually is. So that's my advice to this person here. This is Love Talk by Stevie, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And we're talking about holiday heartbreak. And this is just the worst time, like I mentioned. This is the worst time to feel that emptiness. It's the worst time to feel that sense of not having a person with. Going to the holiday party, going to the Christmas gatherings in the clubs for the holiday season, how do you approach a person without feeling desperate going into the new year? This is the time where actually you can be the most relaxed and the most engaging when you're trying to communicate with someone. Because if you're single and you're going into the holiday party, you're going into the Christmas events or the holiday events, basically right now, if you're single, everybody that is single are going in there with the same feeling in mind. Like, hey, it's Christmas, I'm just going to have me some eggnog, see what I can, you know, see who entices me, who interests me, and maybe spark a conversation to have a companion going into the new year. So that's the way to avoid that heartbreak right now, is to be yourself and to be relaxed. The relaxation period should be very easy for single people at this particular time in order to find that right person. So you approach them or her, you spark a good conversation, you talk about your goals and your plans for the new year. It should be like clockwork when it comes down to trying to create that relationship, creating that spark going into the end of the year and into the new year. And relationships are always tricky. Relationships are very difficult to begin normally, but if there's already situations in place to help any type of conversation, then take advantage of it. You know, you got music playing, you have the Secret Santa gifts, you have different things that can trigger and spark conversation. And that's the beauty of this season. The beauty of this season is the fact that you can give a present, you can give your time, you can give yourself in terms of conversation, in terms of showing who you are, without it feeling forced, without it feeling out of place. And these things that you can't do in the middle of June or, you know, during a company cookout in June or July, it seems like kind of forced and it's kind of out of place. But holiday time, the Christmas party, the holiday party, it just makes it so easy and so open for people to communicate with each other, especially if you're exchanging gifts. But it's a matter of how you do it. The main thing is not to come off as desperate, not to come off as pushy, not to come off as needy. I said, oh, I need to find somebody right now before I go into the new year. I need to be in this relationship because I don't want to go home and my parents think that I don't have anybody in my life. You know, and that's a big push. That's a number one reason why people hire these escorts or people jump into relationships this time of year because of the fact that people don't want to go home by themselves for the holidays. And that feeds into our next topic, going into next week, No Place Like Home for the Holidays. Basically, we're talking about how people react when it comes down to going home for the holidays, talking about family and talking about how the holidays affect their family. So that's just something that feeds into next week. This is the holiday season. We're going to talk holiday-based themes for this particular month. So that way, it really hits home. It really gives different tactics, techniques, and ways to build our relationships, to build our community. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And like I said, as always, thank you for listening, taking this time, taking 30 minutes out to listen and making this part of your week. And we try to create topics that affect communities, that affect our relationships, because people are afraid to talk about certain things about relationships. People are afraid to communicate when it comes down to relationships. And it's very important that we have this open dialogue when it comes down to how we act, interact, and react when it comes down to relationships in our families. And this topic is the best topic, I feel, especially coming out of Thanksgiving, where people went home, coming into the Christmas season, where people are planning to maybe go further for the holiday season. And there's so many events where you're in public. So many events where you're in public, and people don't want to be by themselves in public, and they don't want to feel that loneliness and that heartache and that sense of not belonging to someone. So there's a meaning behind it, but there also should be an understanding that being single is okay. Being single is not going to ruin your holiday because you might not get the extra gift. Basically, take this time to say, hey, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to make sure that I know where I'm standing going into 2015. And once you realize that everything else will fall into place. So that's my final thoughts for tonight and that particular topic. And upcoming week, for the Rise TV show, we're going to continue to talk about all the different events that have occurred over the past couple of weeks and also try to see how this builds into 2014. So both on Love Talk and the Rise TV show, we're talking about these end-of-year themes. We're talking about just reflecting on this past year and focusing and moving forward into the upcoming year. So thank you once again for all the feedback, all the Facebook posts, all the tweets that I get in regards to these topics, in regards to these shows. And it really gives a good concept of where the direction of this show is going. And once again, as always, we're sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rod Massage and Wellness. Holiday season is upon us. Holiday gift packages are available. So if you live in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, please contact me at facebook.com/TQMind, tweet at RC44. You can inbox me through my main page, or you can call 240-778-5219 to schedule your appointment for your holiday party and your holiday events. And just a good way to bring that holiday party just full circle, to bring that extra element to holiday party is a gift of relaxation and massage. So once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod, massage and wellness for your office party, for your holiday party, or just any event that you're having going into 2015. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And until next time, we'll talk.